my thinking is, it's about Jack Watts. It came to me while I was watching him in the grandstands last night. Jack Watts has played 164 games of AFL football, 53 wins, 2 draws and 109 losses. His previous 4 weeks for Port Adelaide before he was dropped was 13 disposals, 12, 10 and 12, which included 4 goals, 3 in one of those games. He's been passed, or was picked ahead of him, was Lindsay Thomas and Todd Marshall. Marshall's a good young player, but still very skinny and raw. Thomas, well, I'd be surprised if he's playing finals football, but I thought to myself, I hope Jack Watts has thought to himself, don't tell me I'm going to miss out again, and am I hungry enough and desperate enough, and how much do I want this spot in the Port Adelaide forward line to play in September, a place I've never been before? So, Jimmy, my thinking is, I hope Jack wants to get desperate and win his spot back. I'm sure he thinks he does, but how much does he want to work for it, Jim, to get that spot back?
Yeah, I look super cool, Lloydie, and it'll lead into to my thinking is, but just addressing Jack Watts, he does sometimes come across a player who's always just played footy because people tell him he's good at footy, and not he has that real, I guess he's never been that player, that real hungry, desperate type of player. So, yeah, for him, I hope he sees what Port Adelaide are doing and the potential of the power and wants to be a part of it, because look, we were at their game against the Tigers last week. They were certainly dynamic. They put the Bulldogs away, and I hope he sees the opportunity that he can do with the power going forward. But as I said, it leads into my thinking, Edge.
Wanted to say, my thinking is that Lloydie wasn't listening to the burning questions last night in Adelaide, because we actually posed that question. It's a very good observation about where exactly Jack Watts is.
Well, is that your thinking?
No, I'm thinking about lots of
you're
things.
You're thinking, okay, no worries. Can we play on?
Play on.
My thinking is, Beaver, which is very similar to that, is, and I'm going to probably direct it towards the Gold Coast, because that's they're playing the Saints in almost a loser leaves town sort of scenario. All hell will break loose, whoever loses that game. And the Gold Coast Sun, last 3 weeks, their final quarters, they've only scored 2 points collectively. And to me, and it's a bit to your point, Lloydie, is I see a lot of players who are just happy playing AFL football. And by saying that, and I remember the message being drilled home to me by the likes of Matthew Scarlett and senior players when I got down to Geelong, the lines of, you're just counting your games, make your games count. And I see too much of that, especially in a lot of young sides who are just very happy going, I'm playing senior footy, that's great, it's exciting when in your first year. But I'm seeing too much from players who are now at 30 and 50 games, just going, oh, I'm up to 35 games, I'm up to 50 games, how good is this? My next big contract's coming. You've got to make every single game and every single moment count in AFL football, because the old, oh, we'll just go down the bottom of the ladder, we'll come back up in 3 years, just doesn't work anymore.